T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, it is me, Bob Mitchell, filling in for Scoot in the afternoon. It's been a great afternoon so far. Here's what we're going to be talking about this hour, in case you're just tuning in the show. Is it time for women who turn 18 to register with Selective Service? And here's why we're asking that. A Texas judge has ruled that the military's male-only draft is unconstitutional. Now, we don't have a draft right now. We are not drafting people to get into the military. But if we were to draft at this point, the only people we would be able to draft is men. So now that's been ruled unconstitutional. The Department of Defense officially lifted the ban on women in combat. So there's no reason now why women should not be able to sign up. Equal rights and equal responsibility. At 18, as a male, you have to take and register with Selective Service. Women do not. So is it time, since we're trying to make everything equal, since we're trying to make, you know, just everything is the same, the rights that I have, women should have, and vice versa. So should women who turn 18 register with Selective Service? If a guy doesn't do it, there's some penalties that I don't have it right in front of me, but I will definitely look it up so that I can give it to you. But I don't think they can get a student loan. Here we go. Now, men who fail to register with the Selective Service system at their 18th birthday can be denied public benefits such as federal employment and student loans. So should the same thing apply to women? And also, we're talking about discipline. Do you spank your kids? Is spanking your kids really harmful? The experts are saying that long-term, spanking does not do any good at all. And it also helps children, it hurts children psychologically. So where do you stand on spanking children? Now, before I get to the phones, I've got a couple of text messages that are saying, because I'm in favor of spanking, okay? I've gotten a couple of text messages like this one here. Are you drunk, man? Some kids get the crap beat out of them. My aunt was severely beaten as a teen, and she had to go into drugs. Well, of course you don't. There's a difference between a spanking and a beating. You know, a beating you're going to remember for a long time. It's going to affect you long term. A spanking, hopefully you forget in about 20 minutes. So we're not talking about, you know, just beating the crap out of kids. Hello. Hello.
Hey.
Hey. Who was that?
Just picking up the kid.
All right.
Hey. So I got a question for you. I'm in favor of equal treatment. You know, obviously the draft is wise, and there's, you know, the military's not like it used to be. They need smarter people now. They, you know, they don't need like just infantry grunts going, you know, toe to toe with the enemy. You need people that are capable of things. The thing is, so you, I think it'd be interesting. You know, what do you think if Trump's kids get drafted? You know, Eric's not that smart, but the Ivanka and all that.
Well, there is no draft right now. It's just Selective Service. There is no draft.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if they, you know, if they got drafted, what are the odds that they would actually serve? Or do you think they'd be like their dad and dodge the draft?
There is no draft right
during
now.
During Vietnam, I said that's why I used the word if.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how old are they. They're probably.
I don't know, but. Probably the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, because you remember their daddy during Vietnam, he tucked his tail between his legs like a coward and refused to serve his country.
All right, Philly. That is your name, right? Oh, it's Philly from Black Pearl. Which is Black Pearl's his name? No, Philly's a name. Well, Black Pearl's a neighborhood. Where's the Black Pearl neighborhood? Where is that?
to the end of River Bend.
Okay.
Carolina. Right. But yeah, like, so yeah, yeah, like Trump, you know, refused
right.
to serve.
Yeah, we got you.
His country during Vietnam, and
right.
And I'm just ashamed to have somebody a
right.
coward like that as president.
Okay. Well, thank you, Philly. We're going to move on and try to stick to what we're talking about right now. Let's go to Rhett. Rhett, thank you for calling WWL. Now, Rhett, I see on my screen you are in favor of spanking. Were you spanked growing up as a child?
Yeah, I was spanked as a child growing up, and I was also spanked at the school I went to. I went to San Leo the Great from from 76, I think it was either 76 to 84, and we had nuns. So the discipline over there was the iron ruler and the paddle.
Now,
if you did something wrong, you got the iron ruler, put your hands out, and they paddled your hands. But if you did something worse than that, guess what? Kick you in the back, pull your pants down, you got the paddle.
Now, do you think you were spanked or beaten?
I think I was spanked, because beaten is a difference between getting spanked and just beating the crap out of somebody. Kid,
mm-hmm.
That's abuse. And that's a difference between spanking and abuse. And then with spanking, also, it becomes to a point where after you get spanked a couple of times, it becomes a deterrent, because after that first spank and the second spank, you might be like, well, I don't know if I want this third one.
What's
a deterrent more than anything?
Rhett, what did you learn from being spanked? What lessons did you learn?
I learned that, hey, look, if you don't want to get spanked, you know, behave yourself. Do your work, keep your mouth closed, and behave. That's the bottom line. Follow the rules, behave. You don't have to worry about getting spanked.
You know, it is so hard. I know I'm old school. It is so hard for me to understand these organizations that say that spanking is good, spanking doesn't work, because I learned the exact same lessons. I learned that if you say you're going to do something, you do it. I've also learned that if someone tells you in authority to do something and you don't do it, there's going to be a penalty. And that
and it appears to be the consequence.
Right.
That's right. It's going to be consequences.
And you can't, go ahead.
Right. Also, but I just want to say that too. Also, you know, I think it goes on to the environment you're raised in, because you might have an environment you're raised in where you need to be spanked,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, it makes a difference in what kind of environment you grow up in. Like, even when I grew up in New Orleans East in the late 70s. I had some neighbors that I had, you know, some friends that I made in the neighborhood. His mama had the right to spank me if I was at a house and I was cutting up, because, you know, the old saying is sometimes it takes a village to raise a child,
right.
to raise
right.
children. So she had the permission, or if I did something wrong, she would spank me, and then come to my house and tell my mom what I did, and guess what?
Another spank.
If I wasn't satisfied, I get, there you go.
See, well, okay,
I'm closing the case.
Right.
I'm closing the case.
Here's what I learned about being spanked. That is when I went to work, that if I didn't do what my boss told me to do, now he wasn't going to spank me, but I knew
right.
there was going to be a consequence. And spanking to me on many things taught me that if I don't do the right thing, there's going to be a consequence.
Correct. So, I agree.
All right, Rhett, appreciate you phoning in, buddy. Let's take another call. We'll go to let's go to Jeffrey. Hey, Jeffrey, how are
hey.
You? What is that?
Hey,
what is that noise in the background I'm hearing?
A train?
A train. That's what I thought it was.
Okay.
Well, don't stop on the tracks, whatever you do.
Oh, no, no, no. It never get that bad. I think both of the issues that you mentioned about spanking and this selective service thing
right.
with women.
Right.
I think it's the same issue. I think these people, these women, women organizations, the feminists, have somewhat conquered the culture of America. And what you had at one time, where children were being raised mostly under a male-dominated
mm-hmm.
Culture. A male-dominated thinking.
Well,
and you know, this is not about equality. People hide behind that word for, you know, this military. These people don't want men, or they want less men in positions of power in every area where you can think of.
And wait, what people are you talking about?
Okay, I just name them. These feminists.
Okay, all right, I'm with you. I got you.
It's, feminist organizations and all these women organizations. They're the same people. They fight in every area to get less men.
Well, see, I grew up in the culture where the dad was the head of the house, and mom stayed home and took care of the house and raised the kids and cooked and did everything else.
And it was done well. It was done in a way where a man would, you would have that discussion where I want my children raised this way, which made the women of that day different than the women of today.
Some
women would wait till your dad come home. Wait till you let your dad deal with this. You don't want to act. You don't act right. Wait till your dad come home.
But Jeffrey, let me mention something else, and I hope you agree with this. We were also at that age in that environment totally taught to respect our mother. There was no, you boy, you better not disrespect your mother. So we grew up, at least I did, I grew up with respect for women. You know, I grew up, never put your hand on a woman and always respect them.
Not just that, you respected elders. When you
yes.
walked down the street and someone who was much older than you was sitting outside, you spoke to them. You say, hey, Mr., mm-hmm. hey, Mrs., how you doing?
Yep.
Today, the children just walk by you, don't say anything to you. it's sad. It's not funny. It's really not.
Well, it's not. But the thing I thought of real quick, like, was that, and if you in those days, in the back in the day, okay, and I'm gonna get text messages saying, it's a bunch of old white men reminiscing, okay. But back in the day, if you would have walked past a neighbor sitting outside and did not tell them hello, they would be on the phone telling your mother, your boy walked by here today, he was rude to me. And then you'd be in trouble. Jeffrey, I got to go. I appreciate you calling so much. We are going to take a break, and we'll come right back on WWL. Well, welcome back to the show. Before we get to the phones, I want to read a story for you real quick. I don't know whether you guys have heard about this. This guy goes into Outback Steakhouse on Valentine's Day. The whole thing is he's trying to score a free meal, okay? And he says he needs a booth for two, and he's waiting for his girlfriend to show up. And, of course, time comes and passes. Girlfriend doesn't show up. He orders a glass of wine for her. Now, remember, this whole thing is a plot to see if he can get a free meal. And it went on, and he even picked up his phone to act like he was talking to her. And people started watching him, and all of a sudden, the waiter comes over, and he tells the waiter, well, I don't know where she is. And so the bottom line is he creates this picture that the girl stood him up, and somebody in the place actually decided to pick up the check for him. So, but in all honesty, he then paid for it himself and sent the money to charity. But that was his whole thing, to see if he could act pitiful enough where somebody would buy him the meal. Okay, let's go to Larry in Baton Rouge. Larry, thank you so much for calling WWL.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
First of all, on spanking, I think you should do whatever is necessary. If you need to spank, spank. If you don't need to spank, you don't spank.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it's pretty simple.
That makes sense.
Because,
sure.
Whatever you need to do. Now, as far as females in the military, we can't make everybody equal. God didn't make us equal. So how are we going to make us equal?
Well, Larry, females are already in the military, and they can serve in combat. But
they're not equal. You can't make us equal because we don't have the same thing. What happens when a female gets pregnant in the military?
Well,
when she gets pregnant on the battlefield?
So what are you saying, that females should not be allowed in the military?
No, I'm saying we should give requirements to positions, not whether it's male or female.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say on a certain position, you can't be this, you can't be that, you can't be this. Not whether they're male or female. I mean, some positions require a lot of strength. If a female doesn't have the strength, she can't get the position.
Well, I think
if
that would make sense.
Have the strength,
All right, but my question is, men, when they turn 18, have to register with the Selective Service. Should women, when they're 18, do the same exact thing? Now, remember, this is not joining the military. This is not being drafted. This is just putting your name in the pool in case the draft were to return, they would have it.
Of course they should be equal as far as signing up for the military. Of course they should be equal.
All right, Larry, thank you so much. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, what do you think about this as a lady? What do you think? Is it time for women who turn 18 to register with Selective Service like men have to?
Sure, if they want to.
No, that men don't have
a
choice.
If they have to, sure, why not?
Okay, remember, men do not have a choice. So should the same thing hold true for women?
Sure. Doesn't it already hold true in Israel?
And yeah, but this is not Israel. In Israel,
yeah,
I think
I realize that.
I like their policy. You have to serve 2 years.
Right. Well, let me tell you a story. I have sisters. I wasn't fortunate enough to have a brother, but I have sisters. And every year, and I'm old school. I'm 71.
Kathy, you got 1 minute, so go ahead.
Okay. They would always have a representative from the military test all the senior people in class, okay? And it was on all different types of subjects. And I can remember, you know who scored the highest and went to the interview with the officer was one of my sisters.
That's cool.
And he was totally in shock. As far as spanking goes, my husband, God rest his soul, took the belt off and went and spanked our oldest son. And he was so upset, he never picked up a belt again because the belt buckle left a bruise on my son.
Mm-hmm. Well, they should have been holding to the buckle.
Exactly. And it that was it. They never got spanked, either one of them. What I did do when they misbehaved, I didn't spank them. I made them sit on the sofa and hold hands. And it worked. Like,
it worked
beautifully.
All right, Kathy.
It worked beautifully.
I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you calling in. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with more of your phone calls. If you want to take part of the show, the number is 260-1870, 260-1870. Text me at 870-870. When I come back, I'll try to get to a couple of these text messages. We're going to break right now for CBS News. All right, welcome back to the show. Bob Mitchell in for Scoot in the afternoon. Scoot, we hope we'll be back end of the week, that he had surgery today on his ankle, and as far as we know, everything went well, and hopefully he will be back maybe Friday. If not, I'll be with you through the end of the week. Now, let me read a couple of quick text messages since we are talking about discipline. Let's see. Me, my sister, and brother were spanked. I have three grown children. They were spanked, and we were all successful. Never been in trouble, and we learned to respect people. I also got a text message that, Bob, you were probably a draft dodger. No, but I got married young and had a baby, and so therefore when my number was called for the draft, in fact, it was kind of an interesting story, my number was called, and I got the letter, was supposed to go report to, wherever you go, draft headquarters, I guess. And my wife came home the same day and said, guess what? I'm pregnant, and then that made me exempt. All right, let's go to David calling from Diamond. David, thank you for calling WWL.
Yes, sir. How you doing today?
I'm hanging in there. What about you?
All right. I want to comment on your spanking. I was listening earlier, and you
sure.
were talking about that. When me and my brother were little, I can't remember exactly what we done, but it was something kind of bad. And we were at my grandparents' house, and she says, well, you boys are going to get a spanking. I remember that. And she says, now you're going to go pick your switch.
Hmm.
Bruce, you go pick yours. David, you go pick yours. So my brother, he went and got a limb off of an oak tree. I thought I was going to be smart. I thought, well, I'm going to go to this willow tree over here and get this long, flimsy switch. And that was a mistake.
Bad choice.
Switch
bad choice.
Lit me
choice.
Up. It got both legs and wrapped around them.
Now, what did you learn from that?
I learned discipline.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's if you do something wrong, you got to have consequence. If you don't have a consequence for something that you do wrong, then what's preventing you from doing it again? So basically, I'm a fairly religious person, and basically the Bible tells you to discipline your children if you love them. So if you don't spank them, somewhere down the road, you're going to have a problem.
Well, one of the things that people use nowadays is, I'm going to put you in timeout. That would never work. That would have never worked for me as a kid. And if it works for you, go ahead.
It never worked for me, and it sure didn't work for my brother.
Well,
we had to get spanked, and we learned that way. And some of the spankings we got, I remember. But that one that I got from my little old grandma, I remember that one above all of them.
Well, someone called in a few calls back who I think hit it right on the nail on the head, said, you do what you have to do. Now, if you can correct your kids, if you can stop them from doing certain things by taking things away from them, taking their iPad or iPhone or whatever you take away from, if you can, younger kids, if you can put them in timeout, if that works for you and it really works, then great. But I think that sometimes spanking may be a choice. And if you don't believe in that, that's perfectly okay. But, you know, for a lot of people, for me, spanking taught me responsibility. Spanking taught me that when I said I'm going to do something, or when my mom or an adult told me to do something, that I had to do it. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, when I went to work, I then realized that if I don't do what my boss tells me to do, there's going to be a consequence. So, David,
All right.
I appreciate you phoning in. We are going to take a quick break right now, and we will come back with your phone calls. We probably have to, well, we will. We'll get some more callers on. So if you still want to take part in the show, you can call me at 260-1870. All right, we are back now. I'm going to try to get everybody on between now and 4 o'clock, so be as brief if you possibly can. I'm trying not to rush you. All right, let's go to Ricky in Mandeville. How are you, Ricky?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just have two things to say.
Sure.
First, about the spanking. Spanking is always for correction. It's not for abuse. So when you spank someone, you're correcting, you're disciplining. And I completely agree. I think the Bible says that.
It does.
And then the other thing was the gentleman before says we're not all created equal. Well, God created everybody equal. But when he created man and woman, he created us for different roles.
Mm-hmm.
And the role that the man has is that God made him responsible for the woman. That's why the Bible says the wife should submit to the husband.
Right. It also says that the man should love his wife and take care of his wife the way Christ loved the church. Don't leave that out.
Exactly.
All right.
So the role is the man, God makes the man responsible for the woman. It's not that they're unequal. It's mm-hmm. just that we have different roles on earth. So I believe the statement the gentleman said about not being equal is completely wrong because we are all created.
I think what he was talking about is that we all have different skills. That's the way I interpreted that. Let's go to David in Hammond. David, thanks for calling WWL. What's on your mind?
Hey, Bob, just real quick, I'll be brief. I was in the Marine Corps, and actually one of the last years that I got, like, I was still in, that we they were working on the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy and mm-hmm. changing that. And we did a survey, and it had, you know, a couple different people came up. It was like a, you know, classroom-type setting. They talked, argued points of views, gave us a thing at the end. We answered it, stuffed it in a box, and I guess later the higher-ups went through it. So one of the things that was discussed, though, during that was women in combat roles. And I think maybe if they were to do the selective service that it should be for non-combat roles because, you know, not everyone's comfortable in that. And
should women, you know, since men have to sign up at 18, should women have to do the same thing since everything is supposed to be equal?
Yeah. They should. However, I just don't think that combat roles are as fitting. And one of the points where, you know, I don't remember the stuff. study itself. Someone cited it. This is like 10 years ago.
Well David, they've already stated that women can do combat roles now.
Yeah, and I don't think that's a great idea, because that's where I was going, is that study had shown it through, you know, with psychology and things and combat simulation, that essentially, you know, I guess touch back to a couple other calls is, you know, the men should take care of the woman. So innately we have a complex.
Gotcha.
That we, you know.
All right, David, I got to move on to Rick. Rick, thanks for calling WWL. What's on your mind?
Hey, Bob.
Hey.
Yeah, I just want to chime in a little bit on the spanking situation.
Sure.
My mom was a single mom, okay, and she loved her son. She never wanted to spank me.
Mm-hmm.
However, I always got in a little bit of trouble here and there at Catholic school. So when the nuns would call her at work saying, hey, Ricky's getting in trouble, can we give him a paddling? She'd go, okay, thinking, well, at least he's getting disciplined. And it didn't really work out that well. However, my grandmother, because my grandmother watched me most of the time when my mother worked, I thought I'd be slick every time she'd go outside to grab a switch, I'd climb the tree. Of course, she knew eventually I'd get hungry or I'd have to go to the bathroom. So,
so you try to hide from her by staying up in the tree, huh?
Yeah, man, it didn't work out so well either. I mean, it was, you know, I'd go up there and, you know, 30 minutes later, my legs getting numb. She's sitting on the front porch just waiting for me to come down.
Well, my mom told me she loved me every time she spanked me. Let's go to Bobby in Raceland. How are you, Bobby?
I'm doing fine, Bob. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. What are your thoughts?
Look, man, I learned at an early age, you know, if I got it at school, I hope to God my mom and daddy didn't hear about it, because it was a double barrel when I got home. And it made me a better person.
Mm-hmm.
It's about respect, and it made me a better person. I mean, my children, I did the same, and fairly.
Let me ask you this. What did getting spanked teach you that being in timeout did not teach you?
Timeout is, it's one of those things where I've seen my son put his kids in timeout, and you know what? It didn't change anything, and nothing at all. Came back same ritual, same problem.
It's spanking.
The psychology we got was, hey, here's the rule. And the rule was, when you break the rule, you pay.
Right. That's it. Who is this, Will? Hey, Will, thanks for calling.
Whenever I was in high school, me and two of my buddies were cutting up in class. And the principal, the teacher said, well, that's it. Go to the principal's office. Well, they had a glass window that you could see inside. So he called us one at a time in, and we got each other spanking. But I was the last one to go in, and he says, okay, next. I said, no. I said, teacher told me to make sure that they came into here. And to this day, I never told them what I did.
That's pretty smart. Did spanking teach you anything at all?
Oh, yeah. I got spanked many a times whenever I was growing up.
Mm-hmm. Tell me one lesson you learned from spanking.
Respect, and then also I would never do what I just got spanked for again.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's kind of where I was. You know, I got my share of spankings, but I don't think I ever got a repeat spanking. In other words, getting spanked a second time for doing the same exact thing. I don't think that ever happened. Will, I appreciate you phoning in. And Justin, hang on. I'm going to get to you after the break. We'll take a break right now and go to traffic. I'm Bob Mitchell in for Scoot in the Afternoon on WWL. All right, as we get ready for sports talk today with Bobby Hebert and Christian Garrick, the NFL Combine starts this week. Who's on the Saints' radar in Indianapolis, plus LSU basketball? Can LSU basketball win out? How tough are the Tigers' final four games? Then LSU basketball host Texas T&M, Texas A&M at 7:30. But that's the pregame tip-off is at 8 o'clock on the home of the Saints and LSU, WWL. Before I run out of time, I want to thank Diane Newman, our executive program director, who allows me to come off the couch and come in and have a good time with you guys. And, of course, I could not do it without Ian Hoke, who runs the control board and picks the music and answers the phones and does everything else, including yelling at me in my earphones from time to time to tell me where I screwed up. But let's finish up with Justin in Metairie. Justin, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I am hanging in there. Number one, let me give you our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. Is it time for women who turn 18 to register with Selective Service like the men online? It's a little bit closer than I thought it was going to be. 65% say yes. 36% say no. What do you say, Justin?
I say yes. With all this Me Too movement and we equal rights and we can do everything you can do, well, there you go. They want to do everything that a man could do, you know, let them go ahead. I think it's time. They need to, if they want everything, level playing field and everything else, they want to go to combat and they want to do everything that men could do, make them, they should have to sign up just like men have to do.
Right. I mean,
it shouldn't be different right now. They can't have it both ways. Oh, well, we only want to do this. But we don't
want to
do that.
Yeah, as much I would not like the idea of my granddaughters having to do this, if you're going to have equal rights, you also have to have equal responsibility.
I agree, 100%.
All right, give me your thoughts on spanking.
Oh, I had a rough childhood when it came to spanking because my dad granted the school permission to spank us. Our neighbors, we were such a tight-knit community and very close friends that if we got in trouble, did something wrong, and if they caught us, we got a spanking from our neighbor, not to mention when we got home, if they decided to tell our parents about it, we got one when we went home. So if we got in trouble in school, we got a spanking at school, and then we were expecting to get one at home, and it taught us the value of respect and, not definitely not doing right from wrong. You know, it taught us a lot. And, my kids are not young enough to spank. My daughter's only 8, 9 months old. So, but, I'll leave that, up to her mom. You know, will I ever spank her? Not to the degree that my dad did us.
So, Justin, do you think you got spanked or do you think you got a beating?
No, we got whooped. We got spanked, but I'm 40 years old. So when we got spanked back in those days, nowadays that would be considered, unlawful, I guess you could say.
Right. Well, I don't think my parents. I don't think my parents ever crossed the line. So.
Well, they never crossed the line. But, like, my mama would spank us whatever she had in her hand.
depending on what you had in her hand, that could be crossing the line. Thank you so much. Thank you for all the phone calls and text messages. Bobby Hebert and Kristen Garrick are next with Sports Talk on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.